This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
So you have a study, and 91% feel a certain way. I didn't participate in the study, but I'm fairly convinced I would be in the 9%. The study is about blocking the internet from their smartphones for 2 weeks. And the study suggests 91% felt better after the break. There's no way I would feel better. I would want the internet back in my smartphone. Not 2 weeks, 2 minutes. I like it. It makes my life better. Do you think... And I love phone calls in this also, but if you want to send a text, that works just as well. But a little interaction on that smartphone would be fine also. 651-461-9226. Do you think you would feel better after 2 weeks if you eliminate the internet from your smartphone? And here's the other caveat, Dave Harrigan. How long do you think you'd last? Dave, and lasting has been a topic at home, not really for us. How long would you last? I wouldn't even want to do it. I enjoy the internet on my phone. We're in strange businesses because we couldn't adequately do this job. You can debate how adequately we do it right now. I get it. I'm beating you to the punch on that joke. But even if Brad Lane comes in and says, my God, what was I thinking? Get out of here. And I don't want that to happen. But would I still want the internet on my phone? Damn right I would. They asked 467 people. 18 to 74. They agreed to a month-long study. 90% plus have a smartphone. So it's a high, high number. Okay. 91% of the participants improve their scores in these categories: well-being, mood, attention. At the beginning, middle, and end of the four-week study, 71% reported better mental health after the break compared to before, and 73% reported subjective well-being. No. Now, here's where we got to take a break on this study, because you got to read a little bit into the study, because there's a nice little exception. While the participants agreed to block the internet on their phones, Dave, they were permitted to continue to use the laptops or iPads at work or home, and they also continued to use their phones to talk or text. So the headline tells you one thing. Again, they're permitted to continue to use laptops, iPads at work or home.
Sure.
And they also could continue to use their phones to talk or text. Okay, so I can call you. I can text you. Mm-hmm. I can go to my Mac or my iPad or whatever you might have. It's just taking it away from my phone. That's like a 70% study, right, Dave?
No, I don't think it is. It's basically saying, are you better off mentally with a smartphone with all the bells and whistles? Or like we had 15 years ago when, you know, your phone was pretty
the
much
flip phone.
Still a, yeah, flip phone, a, you know, communication device, and that was basically it.
No way. I know I'm the 9%.
Okay. You're better than the rest of us. I get it.
Well, that's a given, but that's a... Listen, have I battled my mental health many, many times over my life, including therapy, including medication at times? Yeah. Hands up here, no shame whatsoever. None. But I use my phone, yes, for work. And again, we do this silly little three-hour show. I do 4 to 5 hours before getting ready for it, and I'm paying attention to it for hours after. I put in too much time for this show, and I like it. And I'm not deserving of a medal, but I enjoy it. Now, I'm sure, well, obviously the prep would end if Brad just fired me. But would I still enjoy the news? Yes. But I also enjoy it for the amusement, for the nonsense, for the fun. And I like, Dave Harrigan, that it's right on my phone that I'm holding right now. So, listen, I can make an argument right now that the biggest thing on the internet that is bugging me right now is that the administration is talking about giant cuts in Medicaid that will affect Q and the services available to him and other like-minded kids. And I got to tell you that, and I don't use this very often, this word very often, that pisses me off. And they're doing this to keep the tax cuts going. Some tax cuts we should keep going. And I'm not one who says, well, let's just tax the rich over and over again. I think that's way too cliche. But when the option is at the highest end or kids with disabilities losing out on medical waivers, give me a bleep and break. So if there's one thing in the internet that is bugging me, it's that. But I would want to have that information available to me. So, Dave Harrigan, let's say this is not your job. You finally decided you can't take me anymore.
Oh, thank
God.
Who
can blame you? Yeah. Someone rescued you. And you now have a completely different job, and you go back to the Razor flip phone. Did you have the Razor flip phone?
I had a Razor for a little bit. It was given to me as a work phone back in the, it would have been the Clear Channel days, Chad, before they switched their name.
Wait a second. I didn't get a phone back then.
Well, I only got it for about 2 weeks, enough to, you know, really build my contact list before they said, actually, that guy needs your phone, so we're going to take that away from you. True story.
Who did they give the phone to, you know?
A guy in the newsroom.
Oh, great.
Literally took the phone away from me as I was walking down the hall one day. Said, hey, that phone we gave you. Yeah, we're going to need that one back.
Well, they at one point went even further for me and said, we got to buy you out of the contract because San Antonio told you. And then the boss at the time slid me a sheet of paper and said, do you want to sign this for your exit agreement? And I said, what's this? And he goes, well, this could pay you for 2 weeks. I'm like, yeah, I got a deal that's going to pay me for a year. Why would I sign this?
I got one of those. Little, not quite the same, but similarly insulting.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. When people are letting you go, firing you, or in this case, I was a buyout because they were in debt, billions of dollars. Hey, how about sign that? Don't read any of it. Let me put my two hands in front of it. And then, of course, it was, let's get the muscle to walk you out. And thank God Swedberg said no. Would you be better off without the internet on your phone?
I don't know, but I'd be willing to give it a shot.
You would, yeah. No, I'd miss it.
Reading about, I'd absolutely miss some things. Just, being able to look something up right away. If I'm having to go somewhere I've never been, the internet's great for directions, Chad. I don't know if you know about the old Google Maps. They're pretty good.
You don't want to get the giant Atlas out there?
I don't. I'm not good on the Atlas, but Google Maps I can handle very well. Reading this story and reading about the study, it just brought, the old saying of ignorance is bliss, Chad. We all want to be informed. We all want to know everything that is going on. But how much of that is tied to mental health and anxiety issues that just seem to have been exploding in this country the last several years?
Right.
Maybe we don't need to know literally everything that is going on in our government.
No.
In,
fair.
With, airplanes, smoke coming out, into the cabin of airplanes.
Dead bodies.
Yes. Maybe once in a while it's okay to have that story just fly over our heads and not have to read that one.
For many, many people, I agree 1,000%. Most of my life, I've been good at compartmentalizing. There was one key part of my life that I screwed that up massively, and that was an enormous mistake for me. But even when Q is having some of his toughest stuff, I can do that. There are so many other basic things in life which others can do, and I can't. So I get it. We all have these different skill sets. And so that is some of it. Sometimes it just can be overwhelming. And you don't need to know everything, especially if it does have an effect on you, which I don't doubt. For me, I like it. And so I'm in the 9%. I think it's a little different, though, when I think this study would be more accurate for me, more comprehensive, more thorough if they said, well, guess what? For 2 weeks, you don't have any internet access at all if you have the type of job where you can do that.
No, I think that this makes total sense.
Yeah.
I think you're by saying, yes, you cannot have it on your phone. You cannot have it in your pocket 24 hours a day. But if you want to use the internet, you have to be intentional about it. You have to get up and go to the computer, grab your laptop, boot that thing up, take a minute to actually think about what you're doing and then do it. I think that's a completely different experience than just, whipping the phone out of your pocket and there you go.
So let's phrase it this way. Would your life be better, do you believe, without the internet on your phone? And how long would you last if you had a choice of removing the internet from your phone? Phone calls and texts. Use that phone. Reach out to us. Either way, 651-461-9226.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's Omicid.com.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave Harrigan, remind the folks about the music theme for today.
Well, this is a tune called Alexa Bliss by the band Bowling for Soup. She, of course, a WWE superstar. And we're celebrating all things wrestling today, and specifically the Nature Boy, Ric Flair, 76 years old today. So all music dedicated to Ric or the business he loves.
Richard Flair. Minnesota's own. All right, internet, off your phone. Are you better off for it? We're talking about this study where 91% in some of the categories felt better where the phone no longer had internet capabilities. But for your job, whether you work on a laptop or an iPad or some other device, you still were able to have internet capability. Among the texts coming in, we like this one. Just so I still can text the WCCO text line, don't take it away. Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate that. I could easily do it. Reading your text at 651-461-9226. I have the ability to walk away from my phone all weekend. I'm not commenting on the daily zeitgeist like you are. Yeah, I mean, that's a part of what we are doing. Internet needed for tickets to events. The internet is needed for so many things, Dave, outside of just the TikTok of what's going on with the Trump administration or anything else that's going on in the world. And that's where I want it on my phone.
Well, sure. I mean, you'd have to figure out ways to have a workaround, like, I don't know, having a paper ticket. Bring back paper tickets, by the way.
You missed the paper ticket.
Yes, it takes too long on the phone.
How long do you think it takes?
I think it takes more time.
What are you doing?
You have to pull up the thing, and then you have to scan it. Oh, wait, it's not scanning. Brighten up your screen. Okay, I'll brighten up the screen. I could have been through already. No, it's paper ticket.
No beep, swagger
beep,
for you.
Beep, beep, yeah. Done.
No swagger.
No,
that's
it. It's far from
you don't
a
have swag.
Problem. Far from a me problem. It is a society-wide issue with digital ticketing.
I thought you were better than that. I didn't realize you were in.
I am better than that. You know what? Paper tickets.
Would you like a landline that just has miles and miles and you just keep that going from your house? Would that be better?
I'd like the big cord, yes. And if we could go back to dial-up internet just so I could hear that. That'd be good, too.
Can all of those be saved against you? I'd like the big cord and then that whatever noise you just made. Do I have that ability to do that?
Technically, no, you do not. And I mean technically as in you don't have the technical prowess to do it.
Yeah, that's right. Text. I might actually pick up a book and read. You know what else you can read? On your phone with internet capabilities. The person that died on the plane, the autopsy showed it was because of a loss of internet on the phone. Yeah. I mean, the person had nothing left to live for.
They promised free Wi-Fi and they didn't deliver.
Okay. Let's go to that one again. The internet capability on planes is still so incompetent and so, I probably shouldn't say this about planes right now, hit and miss. Consider what happened in Midway today. But again, as we've said many times, today as I'm now making myself the czar of international travel. Wi-Fi, every plane, free, easy to use. You just click and it's right there on your phone. Is it that difficult?
No, it should not be that difficult. It should have been done years ago. And none of this free Wi-Fi for texting. No, full Wi-Fi, anything I want.
Exactly.
Let's go.
Mm-hmm. More text on the serving and the poll. Probably would be less stressful. But now that we know it's there, it would be hard to not look at it. It's kind of like when you decide to have kids or not have kids. If you don't have kids, you don't know what you're missing. But when you have kids, you know that you wouldn't want to be without them. Double-edged sword. Excellent text, right? That's good.
Yes, I think that just about nails it.
As a business owner, I depend on the internet. No way would I not want to use it. Sounds like Dave Harrigan's trying to bring down the American economy. Is that what you're trying to do?
I think we could take a step back. Sure. Please bring down that GDP. You know what? We figured out how to do it for a lot of years. You saying, you know, the internet is vital to jobs or to this job specifically. How did people do it before the internet, Chad? Somehow they figured it out.
Yeah, we figured a lot of things out, but when it's more efficient, better, easier, and more enjoyable, we don't want to give those things up.
Oh, you'll take efficiency over mental health then. That's nice.
I don't think my policy on this position was I wish horrible mental health to others.
Okay, Doge, that's fine.
I don't know if I led with that. All right, John is called in. John, thanks for listening. What do you want to say, sir?
Hello. And I know you remember me. I called about the documentary and Ric Flair.
Yes.
A couple weeks ago, we watched on 20 by 40. But,
yes. Big day for you, John, with it Ric Flair's birthday.
Is that right? Today?
Yeah. Today.
I didn't know that. Wow. About the phone. You're talking about it. I couldn't do my job without it, but I'm one of those guys that uses the internet on the phone at work only, and then I got my own. I have a cellular phone with the flip phone that I use every day myself. Just I only call on that. I don't use it, but I couldn't do my job without the internet on the phone.
Can I ask you, John, what you do?
I'm working now. I'm a tow truck driver, and I get all the routes just right to the phone. I don't even have to answer that. You know, they just the dispatch sends it, and then I just pick them up. I do take pictures too, which then goes back to the home office in any event that they need that, and I need the internet for that.
John, is it? No.
Here's my.
Oh.
62. I said, that's enough of that. That's a young man game. And I'm, ever since then, maybe we're going on 7 years now without just being a driver, not a repo. I miss the money, but, yeah, life ain't all about money. I got enough of it, but you know how that goes.
Yeah, was it dangerous?
Oh yeah! Oh man, I had everything pulled on me, including a solicitation from women, and that's hard to get away from to leave a car. You know,
you kind of miss that a little bit. Are you saying, John?
Yeah, that's sure better getting that pulled on you than a gun. Let me tell you that.
That's hey, but, Dave, can you argue with that point?
No, I will not argue with that point.
No. Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
John.
Well, I wouldn't either. And of course, sometimes, like I told the guy a couple of times when I was younger, I said, I couldn't find the car. So we were both winners on that one, if you know what I'm talking about. My boss didn't know I couldn't find a car, and by then, though, they never had it. We were using CB. for our dispatch then, mostly.
What was your handle?
Nextel.
What was that?
Huh?
What was that?
You know, they had the Nextel. Remember the Nextel? You did a two-way.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
You could do the clicker. And, yeah.
John, you're excellent. Keep calling. If Dave needs a tow truck driver, can he reach out to you?
I'm here. Hey, fantastic. I'm here to get that car, the blue one. Yeah, it's me.
All right.
I'm at the blue.
John's going to work. All right, Dave, let him go. John, back to work here on Newstalk 830 WCCO. Susie was reporting this yesterday, where the back and forth in St. Paul at the Capitol on the North Star commuter rail. Talked about the North Star commuter rail a number of times, including that it never, ever made it to St. Cloud, Dave. I mean, that was the point. I guess I'm slighting Big Lake. I apologize, Big Lake. But I know Big Lake. I know St. Cloud. Big Lake, you're no St. Cloud. And I'm not suggesting St. Cloud is L.A. or Minneapolis. But we got quite a few more people in St. Cloud to Big Lake. But we never found the money, even though, I mean, how about the fact we never found the money, even though the Southwest Light Rail is already at $2.9 billion, and you know it's going over $3 billion, Dave. It's guaranteed it's going over $3
billion. You're saying it shows how much we really care about St. Cloud here in the Metro?
I guess.
I think what matters, Chad, is the North Star Rail tried to get to St. Cloud. Okay.
Okay.
It's not always about winning and losing. It's about giving that good, solid effort.
Trying hard. No.
Thought that counts.
When I'm on a choo-choo train and I'm trying to get to St. Cloud and I don't have a car waiting for me, I don't want, you know, I like my walks. I like my outside walks. I like my house walks. I like the bump and grind out here. No, I need to get to the location. So now we're going to go with the buses. That's what we're doing, right? We're going to end this. We're going to scrap it. Is that really what we want to hear? And you need to talk because I'm about to sneeze. I might have held the sneeze off.
This could be. Did you fight it off?
I think I did.
Oh, good for you. Congratulations. That's not something easily done.
No, but it might pop back here soon. 2009, it started. And again, the idea was it was going to be in St. Cloud. And obviously COVID tanked it. But it wasn't a massive success before COVID either. So lost 90% of the riders during the pandemic. I'm surprised it wasn't 100%, basically. They had a total last year, North Star, 127,000. And John Kosnick has been all over this. Part of his quote, and Susie played it yesterday. Taxpayers have been forced to subsidize a rail line that continues to underperform year after year. And it's time to stop wasting $11 million annually on the project. So they could go to different ways, like Charlie Zelli's trying to talk about four other options. Extend the service to Fargo-Moorhead. We can't get it to St. Cloud. How are we all of a sudden going to Fargo-Moorhead? Then work Amtrak in. You combine the bus and train service. Then you get the push. By the way, here's a problem. There's remaining federal interest that North Star owns is about 30 to 35 million. Because we have Fed money and we have state money in this. So then with this going on, others are saying, well, let's stop everything. You know, Southwest Light Rail is just a little over budget, 230-some%. And you have the blue, the projected blue extension, which 13.4 miles, light rail, Minneapolis to Brooklyn Park. So are we headed for a giant, enormous failure of light rail in the metro and the surrounding area, Dave? Because look at the trains right by the radio station. You're in downtown Minneapolis. You can take that U of M towards St. Paul. You can take it out towards the airport with plenty of stops. And riders are coming back a little bit. We see that data. Safety issue, still a major issue. Ernest Morales, seems like we should have learned a little more about that report. Right, Dave?
I think we got enough.
Ernie.
It's fine.
No, we didn't. Ernie was here. Wasn't very visible. Didn't answer many questions. Then had allegations of mistreatment. He's gone. And we can't get a report publicly. We're getting very limited. I get the theory. Okay, we drove to San Diego a couple weeks ago. For a long time, there were 7 miles on each side of the highway. You know how nice that is to have seven lanes of available that are available for the vehicles? Yeah, we have to consider all options. When the Uber lefties are telling me cars are going to end and this and that, just stop. Come on. Maybe we'll have more EVs. Who knows? Glad I don't have a lot of money in Tesla right now. Did you see how Tesla's doing at this point? In Europe, the drop this month has been 45%. The stock's down 25%. I still think Elon can pay his bills, though. So, yeah, we have to do both, but in this state, there's zero momentum to do any more light rail, correct?
Yes. Unless you're Charlie Zelli, yes.
Do we even know if Charlie really in his heart of hearts believes this?
Are you claiming fraudulence?
I'm not. I like Charlie. I've interviewed him a number of times. I think when you're the chair of the Met Council, you're required to say, oh, we'll find a way to make this work. You like your gig? It's like when afterwards I call you and ask you about the show and I require you to say, oh, you were great, Chad. You were amazing. You were so good. You don't believe that. We don't have people on the trains. Q and I jumped on the train, what was it, about 6 weeks ago on a day off. And it was very quiet. And there were a couple things that I did not want Quentin any part of. But 90% of the folks were fine. Some others were causing issues. Let's leave it that way. Whether it was illegal or just harassing. So we know we're low on law enforcement. We know we don't have as many people working in the downtowns. We know we have more people working at home or wherever they might be. We know it's extraordinarily expensive. We know the initial estimates are extraordinarily expensive. And then it goes way over the extraordinary expenses, oh, multiple times. Is light rail, simply put, dead in the metro area, Dave Harrigan? Is it done?
Are you suggesting the tracks are going to be pulled up? We're going to have zero trains? Or that we keep it as is and stop adding on?
Well, we're not adding on. That's a given, right?
Well, just wait. They'll find a project for you.
No, they won't.
I would prefer they don't.
There's no momentum.
I mean, at the time, it made sense, certainly, from the airport Mall of America to downtown. Okay, I get it. I get why you think, why many people would think that would be important. That's fine. It probably made sense to do it between St. Paul and Minneapolis. Does that even make sense now? I don't think so.
No.
From campus into downtown, sure.
Yeah.
But all the way from St. Paul down to university? No, that doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense right now. So, no, I think, we're not New York. We're not Chicago. We're not, these places where a subway and a train system can work great because, hundreds of thousands of people can move easily across this, massive metropolitan area.
And like you just said, it's been woven into the fabric of how the neighborhood is laid out.
Yes, and the neighborhoods are just that much more dense than we have. Sorry, we are a suburban town. We have people that live downtown.
And more so now because of the pandemic.
Correct. Yes. Yes, suburban, exurban, if we want to use that term. Mm-hmm. And you know what? To build a single track in one direction that I believe they're pretty hard to move once you get them down, Chad. I'm fairly confident in that.
Yes. You don't just pick them up.
Yeah.
It's not like a Lego.
To do that and say, we got this great train. You're going to have to drive and then park there and then take the slow train downtown versus, rapid bus. If you have a million different bus routes that can move, that can be flexible. In 10 years, the population that's coming from this area of town.
The portable.
Yes.
The portable light rail you're suggesting.
Well, yes, just something where you can change the route. So, a lot of people were riding it at this time. They're not anymore. But I see a lot more people are wanting to ride it over there. So let's send a route over there. It's a lot easier than building a new track.
If we all just had light rail right from our homes to wherever we were going, that'd be fun.
Be a good deal.
Don't think it works that way. 651-461-9226. Jason joins the mix when we come back on Newstalk 830 WCCO. Good way to finish. We're about to be done. Jason's going to take you home. Among the texts and a bevy of them on light rail, can we look back on who said it was a bad idea from the beginning and why people didn't listen on the rail line? I think it's fair, but we also have to say, Dave, the pandemic played an enormous part in this.
Of course it did.
I'm not suggesting it was brilliant, it was flawless, it was perfect before, but the pandemic completely changed. I mean, when we're saying on the North Star side that ridership dropped 98%. Because of the pandemic, it's playing a rather large role. Jason's in the mix. A number of people also saying on light rail how they have enjoyed it is going to the Twins game because who knows where the Wolves are playing in 5-10 years.
True.
But right now, if you want to head to Target Center and Target Field, the way everything comes together with the parking lots there, the surface lots there, the highways there, and the light rail options, that's pretty good. But you're not going to spend that much money for just the Twins, Wolves, and concerts. I don't think so.
No, but there is a value where you say, look, I think we should be done, right? I think we should be done and pause it for sure until we figure out, what the heck.
Is it ever worth it
again? Right, right. And, does the kind of spoke and hub system we've designed, is that how people are living anymore? Does it make sense? I don't know.
Nope, they're not.
Yeah, I just think we have I love the train. I do. I know, conservatives have decided they love the bus because it's so flexible. It's like, you guys really just mostly hate all of this stuff. Let's be real.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Buses really are better. No, the reality.
Overflow conservatives on the buses.
Okay. Give me a break. But the reality is people are not coming to work every day. And that wasn't that sort of the goal? We were going to maybe reduce some congestion, get some cars off the road. That's not happening. Now, that North Star thing was stupid from day one. I thought this was ridiculous.
Got to go to St. Cloud or else what's the
Yes.
I mean,
and even that, you're like, the problem in this community is that it is so reasonable to park in downtown. So even if you're paying $200, $225 bucks a month, it is difficult to make the math work where people say, yeah, I'd rather take the bus. Because what does that cost? I just think it's tough. Yeah. Tough to make it work.
One last thing. You went to Timberlake last night with your boy.
Yeah.
He played 8,000 songs from the album that no one has bought.
Correct. Infinity Sax was unneeded. I'll tell you that. Yeesh.
Yeah. Were you okay with that? I mean, he's trying to sell it. At what point does somebody say, I put in a lot of work, it's not working, I'm going to play more of my standards?
More of the hits. We're going to talk about this at 4 o'clock. I think it's a tough question when you have an artist who's been around for 20, 25 years.
Yep.
I just want the hits. I'll be honest. Like, I don't care what you want. Entertain me. Play the hits.
Yeah. That's Jason's philosophy.
Entertain me.
Each day.
That's right.
Entertain him. Doesn't care about you.